So kids, if you want to grab a Bible in front of you, we're going to open up to Luke chapter 17. We're going to read a quick story there. But before we do, like, this kind of Sunday is fun for me. I hope it's fun for you, because it kind of, I hope, opens a window into so much of what's going on around here. This is a big church, and so you have the freedom in a church this size to sneak in and be completely anonymous. And if that's you, you are absolutely welcome here. But I hope at some point you would feel comfortable enough to start stepping into some things. And there's so many things going on that I think it's important for us to go, hey, we want you to see what's happening. We want you to see where God is moving. There's a lot going on there. So Thanksgiving, a couple days ago, love Thanksgiving. I think it's my favorite holiday, because it's just like you eat so much that you're stuffed, and then you just sit around and talk and hang out for a while. It's fun. I love me a smoked turkey. Kids, I was trying to think for you what your favorite part of Thanksgiving would be, and I think you can cheer for me if I'm right. I think your favorite part is a green bean casserole. Is that correct? No? You like the sweet potato casserole? No? Oh, there's one. Now, I bet you like the pumpkin pie. Yeah, that's a little better. So I don't like anything pumpkin. I don't do the pumpkin spice lattes. I don't do any of that stuff. But I can eat a pumpkin pie. I like a good pumpkin pie with a big old plop of whipped cream on top. Man, that's right up my alley. Actually, my favorite part, and so Pastor Dale and I were kind of laughing about this, because we got so much going on this morning that he's like, why don't you entitle your sermon Leftovers? Because whatever time's left, we'll just go with it. And I was like, it's a great idea, because that's actually my favorite part of Thanksgiving is the leftovers. I can eat turkey sandwiches for as long. And so there's a part of me that hopes no one else finds where I hide the turkey in the fridge, because I want to eat as many turkey sandwiches as possible, because I love leftover Thanksgiving. In fact, like 2 days later, I can create another whole Thanksgiving meal if I want to. It's just the best. I think it's fantastic, because if I'm smart about it, if I'm intentional, I think about when I eat those leftovers, I'm constantly reminded to be grateful, right? And so we tend to do that at Thanksgiving. We're all sitting around the table, and Mom says, okay, let's all go around the table and talk about one thing we're thankful for. And it's like, I'm thankful for my PlayStation. And then we all go around and we do our thing. And so here I am a couple days later, if I'm still eating leftovers, I can go, I'm still thankful for my PlayStation. Like, I'm still grateful for it. Luke chapter 17, if you look there, there's a neat little story, and I actually cheated and wrote it real big here today, just because Luke chapter 16, starting in verse 11, there's a neat story that Jesus encounters some guys, and it says here, on the way to Jerusalem, he was passing along between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers. So that's 10 guys that are, or 10 guys or gals, whatever, we don't know exactly, that are really, 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 really sick. And they're so sick that they're not even allowed inside the city, right? So they kind of get booted out of the city or the village, and they have to live out kind of almost in the wild, in a little area together. And so they're standing at a distance, and they lifted up their voices saying, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said, go and show yourselves to the priest. And as they went, so here they go, they're like, okay, we're going to go show ourselves to the priest because Jesus said to, and so off they go. And then as they're going, they realize that they're clean. They don't have leprosy anymore. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. And he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered, were not 10 of you cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner? And he said to him, rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well. And so what a cool story, because like I was really thinking about what it means to be thankful. And so I tend to get really distracted. And I bet these guys and gals, well, I'll just say these guys. I think these guys were probably really distracted. Jesus says, go to the priest, and off they go. They're walking along, and they realize, hey, I'm not sick anymore. I don't have the bumps and the things I'm not sick anymore. And immediately, I bet they were like, man, we got to make it to the priest. He's got to say we're clean, and then I can go do what I haven't been able to do for however many days or weeks or months, years maybe. I can go back to the movies. I can go back and I can go hang with my friends. I can go see my parents. I can go all these good things. And only one of them said, you know what, I got to go say thank you. And so he stopped. He didn't even go to the priest. He ran back to Jesus and he said, thank you. Thanks for what you did. You know, in Matthew, Jesus talks to us about what it means for us to deny ourselves and to pick up our cross and follow him. And you know, like, if you think about that, it's like, well, am I supposed to carry a cross around with me all the time? No, that's not what he's saying. He's talking about me dying to my selfishness. Like, I don't have to be self, me. I'm thinking, I'm connecting myself to God. I'm connecting myself to other people. And so I'll give you a little trick. One of the first ways that we can do that, one of the easiest ways, it's not the only way, one of the easiest ways that we can do that is to be thankful. Like, it really takes no effort at all for me to say thank you. But what it does is it helps me humble myself a little bit. It takes the focus off of me and it puts it on you or on God or on whoever I'm being thankful to. You know, like it pulls me away from my distraction in life and the things that I really care about and the things that I really want to do and the ways that I want to do things, and I feel like I'm owed this. I mean I don't need to thank anyone because this belongs to me, it's mine. It pushes all that aside. It helps me die to that and helps me focus on and just go, hey, thank you. Thanks for that. So kids, I would encourage you today. I'm going to give you a hard challenge today. And parents, grandparents, you can jump on this too. You ought to find 5 things today that you're thankful for and tell somebody or somebody's thank you for those 5 things. What are just 5 things? And so if you can begin to develop that habit in your life of every day I'm going to find 1 thing or 2 things or 3 things or 5 things to be thankful for and to verbalize it, say it, hey, thank you. So I'm going to start. Church, thank you for being here. Like, we get to do this together, and I love it. And I couldn't do it without you. Like, it would just be me being here by myself, and that wouldn't be very much fun. I kind of bore myself sometimes. Thank you. Number 2, I can't say thanks enough for what God has done in my life. Number 3, I can't say thanks enough to like, there's a handful of people, that staff here especially, that I'm just really grateful for all their hard work. I mean, that's what some of today, I kind of want you to see that. Like, these guys work hard, and they do good stuff. Thanks. Man, those of you that are green shirt wearing, thank you for serving. Like, we can't do it without you. I know the tendency sometimes in a big church like this is to go, oh, well, they got a lot of staff. No, we got so much stuff going on that, like, you've had to wrangle my kids at times. That's a chore. Believe me, I know. Actually, I got really good kids. But thank you for working and serving in that way. Thanks for helping in that. And then thank you, if you're here and a guest, thanks for just coming and checking us out. Like, thanks for being here. Thanks for stepping into this space, because I know it can feel weird and can feel awkward maybe, and we stand up and we sing songs and we do this and we do that. And listen, it's for a purpose. It's because of the cross that's hidden back there that we do that. It's because of the price that Jesus paid on that cross for my sin. Because he loves me so much. Man, I'm grateful for that.